AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Slovakia's leader has been injured in a shooting. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico has been wounded in a shooting and taken to hospital. Reports on TA3, a Slovakian TV station, said that Fico was hit in the stomach after four shots were fired outside the House of Culture in the town of Hanlova, over 100 miles northeast of the capital, where the leader was meeting with supporters. A suspect has been detained, it said. Police have sealed off the scene. Fico, a third-time premier, and his leftist smear or direction party won Slovakia's September 30 parliamentary elections, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian and anti-American message. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to hold two campaign debates in June and September, but there were no guarantees that they would happen as their camps are still far apart on key details like the setting and ground rules for potential face-offs. Senate primaries have set up a marquee race in Maryland and a likely Republican flip in West Virginia.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan claiming the Republican nomination in what will be a marquee race in the state against Angela Alsobrooks. Meanwhile, another popular Republican governor, Jim Justice, won the Senate nomination in deep red West Virginia, becoming the overwhelming favorite in the race that represents the GOP's best pickup opportunity in the nation. In both states, the Republican nominees represent a serious challenge for Democrats in the general election as they cling to a 51-49 Senate majority. Two people on opposite sides of the January 6th insurrection lost their U.S. House bids, a former Capitol Police officer running in Maryland and a former West Virginia state lawmaker. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel has the latest on today's financial markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street, along with hope that inflation might finally be heading back in the right direction. The S&P 500 is flirting with the record high it set about a month and a half ago. The benchmark index was 0.5% higher in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite rose about 0.5%. The Dow was up 133 points. That's about 0.3%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market, following a report showing that growth in consumer prices eased a bit last month. A flurry of renewed interest in so-called meme stocks was already showing signs of fading. Struggling movie theater chain AMC Entertainment gave back all of its gain from a day earlier after announcing that it was issuing new shares to wipe out some of its debt. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.